Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Big Brother was on last night. Continues to be fantastic.
Tell me. I couldn't.
Oh, no.
I was solo dad last night.
Go ahead and spoil it for us.
Yeah, dude, help me out. What happened?
Well,
what happened?
I won't spoil it or anything, but I do want to say that Cody and Jessica are a showmance on this, and they're hated. He's already been booted out once and battled his way back into the house. You know, the longer you are exposed to someone, the deeper you see that the waters run. Not that he's like wonderful underneath it all. But he gets into a confrontation with Paul that she's actually saying, because he had, you know, they've been making noise like we are real love, and this will continue outside the house. Cody and Jessica. And he just gets ugly on Paul, like right in his face and calling him names. And Paul is old, you know, Paul's no innocent because he really takes the bait and they're going back at it and they both want the last word.
So there's a full on fight.
Well, it's just verbal. Nothing physical, although there is a fight that just about gets physical between two other people.
All right. So last night's show was epic.
It was really good.
There's a text here from Big E from Oakland. He says, I told you guys there was going to be some epic fights on Big Brother last night. Well, it's the chick's turn tonight. More epic showdowns.
Ooh.
I'm going to get caught up today, and then I'll watch tonight's episode in real time.
Yeah. Well, I don't need to say too much more except that she asks him point blank, is this the kind of behavior I can expect in the real world? And he said, yeah, this is me. You're just going to go out and like try and pick fights with people for looking at you the wrong way or, you know, whatever she says. And he's like, yeah, I've been known to do that. And he's sheepish. He actually, like, he feels bad, but he was like, I don't have a lot of friends, and this is why I'm single, and it's, I mean, he's sort of...
Good for him, though. He needed to tell her that, and good for her, because now she can make a decision.
Well, and it's very...
Very
interesting.
Most people put to that would lie in an effort to make that person like them. And then just down the line would continue to display behavior that is unacceptable.
Counter to what they said. Right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very interesting, which is why you actually start to feel like, wow, this guy is being truthful. He's actually on the edge of tears at one point as he's trying to, he's like, I just want to say the right thing to you. I want this to go well. I get that I'm not fulfilling what you need right here. I want to. I'm trying. It's wicked interesting. I felt myself for the first time going, oh, poor guy.
The weird thing is I've known women, not that I've dated, but that have dated friends of mine that love a guy who is chippy and fights. And they're even, I guess, for lack of a better word, turned on by it.
It raises their, they puff out that chest and are ready to do battle.
No, I mean the girl is turned on by the guy that's getting.
That seems like dangerous.
Right.
Behavior. But
well, yeah.
You're right. Who can control what they're turned on by?
I've absolutely seen that.
Well, anyway, it's this season's good. I'm sorry if you're not watching it because it's a good one. Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor, they are going to be boxing later this month. I think we're doing it at my house, right, Hooman?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping we are. I'll talk to John.
Yeah, talk to John.
I'm really excited about this. I know that everybody knows who's going to win, but I hope it's a good fight. I hope it lasts at least five rounds.
Well, they are doing this. We were talking about this the other day because I was actually confused. Like, what is the fight on tonight? But it's All Access Mayweather versus McGregor. It's a hype. They're hype pieces for the actual boxing match. And
this is the ultimate hype piece.
Floyd Mayweather does not disappoint. Here's just, I don't know, a minute of, and you got to watch the video.
Yeah.
And we'll describe what's happening in it, but it's interesting. This is a guy who lives in an utterly different reality than anyone else on Earth.
Oh my God, I hate that guy.
What are you talking? This is the greatest.
The greatest.
Oh, the greatest douche.
The greatest showman.
Whatever.
So,
who's going to win, you guys predict?
Well, he's going to win,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So, this is the thing about this particular fight, because it's the two different disciplines. There are people from the UFC that are just hoping Conor McGregor can catch him. You know, it's like that. It really, you can knock someone out with a punch. Not all the time, but if you just, they call it a button. If he can just hit the guy's button, he might. But this guy, Floyd Mayweather, his whole game is defense.
Right.
He never gets caught. That's why he wins. I don't think that there's
tires
any.
Tires you out and waits for his window.
I don't
window.
Think that. Well, and he does fight, but his best, his defense is. I don't think Conor's got a chance.
Well, and the thing is, this is what he does. He boxes, and they've agreed to box. So
right.
This isn't going to be an MMA fight. You know, there's not going to be any grappling on the floor. This is Conor's got to box him.
But on the other side of it, I think Conor's going to make more money for this fight than he's made.
Oh, it's
in,
the highest,
in five fights.
Highest payout for an MMA boxer. It's about $100 million.
Yeah, he hasn't made that in five fights.
They say it's the largest payday for an MMA fighter. The $300 million that Floyd Mayweather is getting is about $8 million a minute.
Damn.
If it takes 36 minutes, which who knows if it will. So Conor's going to make $100 million if you consider taxes, agent fees, management. You know everything. I mean, Conor probably walks with $30 million, which is still pretty good money.
The net of $30 million is.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. The guy never has to do another thing again in his life. I know. Anyway, so that's...
To lose, too, by the way.
Right. Oh, it's fully expected that he loses. Does he make more if he wins, or they've just agreed
maybe.
To whatever they've agreed
no,
to?
No, there might be certain incentives. You know what contracts look like.
Right.
You know,
yeah, maybe endorsements.
Come in and lose.
Appearances.
Okay,
yeah.
You get paid this. Come in and win. Here's some bonus
right.
money
here's
for
some
you.
Some glory. Well, they want people to bet on it. I mean, that's where a lot of the money comes from. Number one, when is it? August 26th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, what is it, like $19.95, $50? What is it for me to rent this thing, to have it showing
it's
at my house?
I think it's $100, right? Did you read that?
Really?
Yeah, they're charging the most ever for this one.
Well,
let me see.
Well, they're paying the most ever, so.
Well, it's got a lot of attention.
Yeah.
The thing is, boxing so far, he's boxing this guy because boxing's gone away other than for him.
Right.
No one really...
People
I used to watch
MMA.
Boxing when I was a kid all the time, and it was even on regular TV. You didn't have to pay
right.
for it.
Oh, yeah.
ABC, Wide World of Sports, or whatever.
Sure. Anyway, he's going to make $300 million, and Connor's going to make merely...
It's $90.
Oh, only $90. Oh, all right.
Are we going HD? Then it'll be 100. You want to go HD?
I'm going HD.
All right.
I mean, come on.
Big spender.
You got to go HD.
Sure. I want to see the blood and the sweat. And...
Do you think this will last at least 5 rounds?
You asking me? Yeah. I was going to say, I have no idea. I won't even be really watching it.
Well,
sure
the question is, so does Conor last 5 rounds? I think he's got more than enough physical fitness for it. Yeah, I do think it goes 5 rounds.
Anyone listening, I've been trying to find all morning who's going to sing the national anthem. If anyone knows, could you text us?
Oh,
curious.
Before the fight?
Yeah.
They always do that? I
didn't realize they did
I
that.
I didn't realize that either.
Yeah. Well, Jamie Foxx just did
Can
it.
You look up yeah. how many, out of curiosity, how many of Floyd Mayweather's wins has he won by knockout?
Okay.
Because I don't think he's known as a knockout guy.
Right.
He's a defense guy.
He won the Pacquiao fight. How did, wasn't that like by decision?
Yeah, it was by
yeah,
decision.
And that was one that should have happened 5 years earlier. They didn't do it when they were both at their peak.
Right. Well,
and that's the argument, was that Pacquiao might have beat him when he was, you know, 5 years before that.
So he's 149, okay?
Right.
So let's just say it's basically 50. Wins by KO, knockout, 26.
Oh,
more than half.
How many, has he ever lost one?
No.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
That's why.
And McGregor's lost 3.
Oh.
And I think
Well, UFC is different, though. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. You can't compare the two. They always lose in UFC. They do. There's always some loss. Even the greatest guys. What was that guy's name? Liddell?
Chuck Liddell. That's an answer. I've heard
that. There's another dude, Matt. It starts with an H. I can't think of it. But those guys, even as good as they were, and they had these incredible runs, they still had losses.
Mm. Matt Hughes?
Hughes. The guy was unbelievable.
All right. Well, anyway, that's coming up at the end of August.
And you're going to watch it.
Well, it's going to be on at my house.
You'll be there.
I'll be there.
I never see these things.
Yeah. Oh, you don't?
No, I don't get them.
Is it a Saturday night? We'll probably play poker afterward, right?
Of course. Yeah, it's turning into a big evening.
Oh, it's it's funny. I'm in the last year.
That's all
right. Wait, that doesn't look right. Yeah. Saturday. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, moving on. Next story is about Star Wars.
All right.
I grouped a few together that I knew you'd be interested in. Han Solo is, spoiler alert for the first, I don't know, I guess it's episode 8, I'm not sure which one they've already put out. He's gone. And Princess Leia, of course, in real life, Carrie Fisher passed away a few months ago. So the Star Wars people obviously didn't have much of a choice when it came to writing her out of the series after episode 8 because of her actual death. But it sounds like she, as a character, survives, even if she's not in part 9. There was an interview with the guy who plays Finn, John Boyega. He told ABC News, this movie, it sends her off in an amazing, amazing way, and she is still kept alive in this franchise. That's the beauty of it. She lives forever, in a sense.
Hmm.
So it's ambiguous, but what could they, besides her actually continuing to live, how would she...
Do you think they're going to do like an Obi-Wan Kenobi thing where you can always hear her voice and she appears? And
yeah, I do.
Yeah, like so a ghost.
A Jedi?
Maybe she'll join. Remember at the end of whichever one it was when the three of them are, you know, Yoda and Darth. And Obi-Wan all
What's the one
together.
After Empire Strikes Back? It's that one, the one after Empire.
Return of the Jedi?
Return of the Jedi, it's in that one.
At the end of that one. They're all standing there like, hey, the ghosts are here. So yeah, maybe they'll show them again and she'll be in the picture with them. So he also described what it was like to learn of her death back in December. He said it was a strange, strange feeling. I felt like everyone in the cast went silent for a bit after that. Ron Howard revealed that Clint Howard, his brother, is going to appear in his Han Solo movie, by the way.
That's not right.
He's been in lots of Ron's movies.
He's been in all of them.
That's how the guy has an acting career.
I think it's great.
You do?
Yeah.
You should like that guy.
I hope Clint they turn him into an alien or something so you can't recognize him.
Well, that's probably what they'll do. He looks alien-ish.
He does. He has that look. That head, he's a weird-looking dude.
He is.
Big reveal. I'm going to put my brother in the movie.
Like I always do, or else he wouldn't have a career.
Miami Vice. Did you watch that when you were a kid?
I'd seen it, yes. Yeah. I wouldn't say I was in their demo. I think that was on... Was that on Friday nights or something?
Yeah,
it was. On at a time when I was not home watching TV.
Yeah, like 9 o'clock in a block of... things. I don't know.
Yeah,
isn't there
so I didn't
something
see
else
it.
On right after it too? Because I always think a Saturday night was like Love Boat and Fantasy Island, but then on Friday nights it was
like Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, yeah, I think it might have been Dukes of Hazzard. I always watch Miami Vice. Love that show. So it ran from 84 to 89. Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there was a movie version with, remember Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx? That was 11 years ago.
Was it really?
06. Can you believe that?
That was the movie that sent him to rehab.
Sent who to rehab?
Colin Farrell went to rehab right after, or maybe in the middle of that.
Really?
But I actually think he finished the movie and went to rehab.
Like I just did a Miami Vice movie. I'm gonna go.
Right,
God help me. Someone get me off the drugs I've used to get through this.
I think he'd been going really hard.
Well, Vin Diesel, don't you love him?
I have a really fun fact about Miami Vice when you're done.
All right, no, please give me the fun.
So a ton of celebrities got their starts on Miami Vice.
Oh,
a ton.
Yeah, I've seen
so
that.
I'll just go through a few if that's all right.
Sure.
Jimmy Smits.
Uh-huh.
Ben Stiller. Bruce Willis.
Oh.
Bruce Willis was on Miami Vice, and I recall him, you know, basically saying, "I'm going to be a star after this."
When was Moonlighting on?
Oh, way after.
Really?
I think so. Steve Buscemi.
Early 90s? Is that the 80s?
Steve Buscemi.
Uh-huh.
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Chris Cooper.
Who's Chris Cooper?
He's the dad on American Beauty.
And he's great.
He was just, or the evil dad, the next door neighbor,
Nazi dad.
He's
one of the voices in Cars, too.
Oh.
This one's going to make you laugh. Here, I won't show you the pic. I won't show you the name, but see if you can figure out who that is. Do you know who that is?
I gotta get closer.
Let me see. I can't see that.
See him?
Yeah, that's Benicio Del Toro.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah,
that's before the eye bags.
Yeah.
So young.
One of the most famous is Viggo Mortensen.
Oh.
So he got his start there as well. Liam Neeson. Did you know he got his start there?
I did know that. I read that.
Yeah. Stanley Tucci.
Oh.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Wow.
Boy, everybody on Miami Vice.
Do you know who Richard Jenkins is?
That sounds familiar. Who is he?
He's been in a ton of stuff.
Like if a I character pulled him, actor kind of guy?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Wow, really?
Wait, wasn't Lawrence Fishburne on Pee-wee's
Playhouse?
Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yeah. Ed O'Neill.
Oh.
Al Bundy.
Bill Paxton.
Funny.
Oliver Platt.
All right, so lots of people.
John Leguizamo.
Well, Vin Diesel is rebooting Miami Vice for NBC.
Oh.
So it actually sounds like he's only producing it. It doesn't look like he's going to be one of the stars.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he's doing it with a guy he works with on the Fast and Furious movies. And so I guess he loved Miami Vice too. And he was going to try to get that show back on the air. And maybe we'll find a whole new crop of future megastars.
Right.
Guesting on Miami Vice. So anyway, I thought that you might be interested in that.
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
You got the bag?
Hey, bring that in here.
Sick.
Oh, as I was saying before the money interrupted us.
Yeah.
That bag. He should have just dumped that thing out.
Made it rain.
Yeah.
On himself.
I can't think about him without thinking about the fact that he doesn't make investments. He just puts all his money in a bank account. What, like one bank account?
That's such a famous story. Some Sports Illustrated writer was...
You think that's still true?
Yes.
Probably. I mean, the writer, the whole story was... and I don't know if it was Sports Illustrated. Some writer was with him and he was... That got money out of the ATM and was pointedly saying, "All my money's in one spot."
So he basically, printed a receipt, right, and like gave him the guy $192 million or whatever. That's my balance.
Just keep all my money in one place, and I'm sure that
would be so simple too. And think about it: like if he didn't fight that year, and the only income he had was the interest that he made on the $192 million or whatever it was. Like, he just pays his taxes on that. I mean, his taxes are super simple. He's probably paying cash for everything. So he doesn't have any write-offs, or he just fills out a 1040 easy with the amount of interest he made that year. Oh, God.
He just has to run the zeros all the way into the words.
Yeah. They don't have enough spots for him.
Right.
And all that money's just from boxing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who's going to have him endorse anything? He beats up chicks.
Right. Punk.
I forgot about that.
How do you forget that?
I don't know.
I
don't spend
I
a lot of time thinking about it.
I wonder if Justin Bieber's going to walk in with him again.
Oh, let's hope so.
I know,
Justin,
right?
Justin, you know.
Holding a cross.
Yeah. I think I'm out of time.
All right.
I'll squeeze this one in real quick. I just thought it was interesting. Oprah Winfrey. When she weighed over 200 pounds, she wanted to be body positive and just accept herself for who and what she was. But it's hard to do that because she felt like the extra pounds were a detriment to her health. She did an interview with the New York Times Magazine, and she said, "You should have a positive attitude about your body image, not be obsessed with becoming something you're not, but you shouldn't just let yourself go." She said, For your heart to pump, it needs the least amount of weight possible to do that.
And your joints, your knees, everything.
All of it. I can't accept myself if I'm over 200 pounds because it's too much work on my heart. It causes high blood pressure for me, and it puts me at risk for diabetes because I have diabetes in my family. So Oprah Winfrey, who does actually project a pretty positive self-image, she had that to say about her weight. All right, so what's coming up in the news, Vincent?
Some sneaky guy figured out the perfect way to buy his wife gifts. And he shared it on the internet, and it's gone viral. And with the holidays right around the corner, you know, Christmas. Right.
You keep reminding me.
this is how you can get your person something, the just right something.
All right. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealer. 9:15 today, Hooman and company are going to be reviewing a movie called Ingrid Goes West. Actually, isn't Dark Tower out this week?
It is. I didn't see it.
Were they not doing screenings? I actually wondered about
that. No, they are doing screenings. It looks really not great. I'll see how it's doing on Rotten Tomatoes.
See how it's doing, because I'm actually super excited to see that movie. I loved those. Well, I loved the first five of those books.
How are you going to make a movie?
I know. Unless they're doing it like it's going to...
Are you ready for the number?
Yeah.
You want to guess? It looks horrible, but...
But it's... So is it better or worse than you thought it would be? 60%.
17%.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, it didn't break 20. Mm.
The two actors are really good, but unfortunately, that story is...
It's a tough one, man.
Out there.
I mean, the whole premise of it is mysterious at best.
Well, yeah, there's parts... When you're reading that book, there are times where you're like,
What the hell are we doing here? I'm sorry. We were on some kind of spindle, and every possible thing that could happen is happening right now.
What is going on? I have to start again. I
can
even
jump
know where...
between these places.
Here's what two of the major critics say.
Okay.
This is from Entertainment Weekly. Darren, he says, bad dialogue, lame plot, fine. The bigger issue, how could a film with Elba and McConaughey have such little swagger? It's more obvious Sony wasn't looking to make a movie for fans of the book, which is bizarre.
Yeah, that is bizarre. That's who you make the movie for.
Well, I'm a fan of the book, and I've just told you, I screamed to my ceiling, I don't know what's happening here! I have to start over!
Well, it would be nice if they could have, because, you know, movies have to be super short and kind of more concise than a book does. They could have, like, really simplified the plot for us, Vinny.
That would have been nice.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website has it all. It's one-stop shop. No, it's not really shop. Probably shop there.
Can you?
You can shop there, yeah.
Is there anything to buy at Radio Alice?
Of course there is, I'm sure.
I'm not trying to sell you anything. Just give you info.
But go and look at pictures.
I'm sure there's plenty of ads.
Yeah, that's true. You can click on plenty of places to buy things. But...
Although, when you say that, what you really mean is it's clean and easy.
Sleek, stylish.
Yeah. A couple.
Uncluttered.
Absolutely.
Nicely placed ads. Mm.
Discreet.
That will change
placed.
Your life for the better. RadioAlice.com. Today's weather, partly to mostly cloudy. Highs 67 to 101. Yesterday was hot.
Yeah.
In fact, they're saying yesterday was the peak of the hot weather.
Great. So, coming down from that. But this morning it was like muggy and 67 degrees at my house. I'm like, how is that possible? That never happens.
Well...
She took my jacket off in the car. I know.
Wow.
It's like bizarro world.
So anyway, the heat wave has supposedly peaked, so that at least is good news.
Sure.
For fans of the NFL, it's back tonight. It will be on your television. Dallas versus Arizona. I think the game time is 5 o'clock.
Fantastic. A little preseason warm-up.
Sure.
Get to enjoy a little of that. I actually like the preseason games because no one's all that concerned about them. You know, you're just sort of watching and looking, and John's not like all edge of his seat, like pissed off because his player in fantasy football didn't do well. It's nice.
Well, I would think John, though, is, you know, scouting future players for his team.
Right.
That's where you find the next group of guys. On today's front page of the Chronicle, San Francisco's Anchor Brewery has sold, or Anchor Brewing Company has sold to Sapporo.
Oh.
It's just, they say here, it's a 121-year-old brewery, which makes it one of the early, if not
craft
the first,
brewers,
craft
right.
brewers. Mm.
Is it, when you say Anchor, are we talking about like Anchor Steam?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They must have others as well.
Light yeah. blue cap, correct?
I don't know.
Yeah, I like that. Pretty good.
The beer? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not appalled that they've sold to Sapporo, and the CEO here says they're a good fit. So it does seem like most of these companies have sold to bigger brewing.
Right.
And it happened to radio.
Gobbled up, right.
You don't find anybody who's a single owner anymore. Right. It's like, yeah, I love radio. I own a radio station, and that's what I do.
And that was actually the darling thing about radio back in the day. You knew a dude who had a radio station. You talked to him, he gave you a job, and things were simple.
Steve.
He was the guy you reported to.
I can't think of his last name right now, but the first station I worked at was owned by some dude.
Mm.
And he was one of those guys that you jumped in a doorway when he was coming.
Right. Like, let's get out of that guy's way.
Well, he was a businessman, and he wore a suit every day, and he didn't want to mess with the talent. He was here to
sell what the talent was doing.
Right. Anyway, Anchor Brewing.
Those were good days.
I liked it, too, a lot.
Well, it was about the joy of music and discovering new bands and having a good time. It was like a little family.
And my station was just a beehive of young people who wanted to do good radio, and we were all, where are you going to be? I'll be at the station. All right, meet you there.
Meet you there.
It's like, yeah, let's hang out and do radio.
They're not disclosing how much Sapporo paid.
I'm sure it's solid money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they did well. So, buying gifts for your person.
Yes.
Now, I don't know.
I don't do it.
Well, and I don't know that this would work for Johnny V because I don't know that he has a Pinterest page, but that's what this dude was doing for his wife. He was stalking her Pinterest page to see the things that she was pinning and was finding the stuff that she had her eye on through there.
That sounds like Ingrid Goes West.
Yikes.
They actually say here in the story, stalking isn't romantic, but... This isn't really stalking.
No, this is your husband looking for ideas for what to get you
it's
for.
I think it's
a totally different thing than stalking.
A 29-year-old guy named Jordan from New Jersey just tweeted his method for always buying the perfect gifts for his wife, Tiana. He rolls her Pinterest page under a secret profile so he can see what she's into.
So he's one of her followers. So he can look at her stuff.
I don't know how. When I went to Pinterest, I went, this isn't for me.
It is for you, though.
It's not.
It is.
It isn't.
It's for everyone.
So he's now admitted how he gets the perfect gifts, and a lot of people are like, oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
It is a great idea. Go and look at what's on the boards and what's, you know, I mean, everything from shoes and bags to...
I've never bought anything on Pinterest, but
you can now, though. There's ones now that have links.
I just never do, but I will pin stuff
on
the board. Like, oh, that's a cute outfit. Or look at those shoes, but I never purchased
anything. So there it is. Yeah. That's what this dude's doing. He's gone to her page. He sees what she's pinned up as things she likes or wants, and then he just goes and gets it.
Mm-hmm.
What a no-duh. Move.
A great idea.
I like it.
So there you go. Tiana, when she found out, because this admission has gone viral, says, I thought it was really sweet. I wasn't surprised, though, because Jordan goes the extra mile to make me happy.
Oh, they're perfect for each other. He's the best, so are you.
Of course that brings about that reaction, because it's disgusting.
I love that.
Gross.
I found out how much they bought it for.
Oh, you mean Sapporo bought Anchor, Anchor Brewery.
Why are you so interested?
Because I didn't know. Because when Sky Vodka sold to Campari, it sold for $400 million.
Mm.
So with this alcohol, and look, George Clooney just sold his tequila for
$1 billion, right?
A lot of money.
Something like that.
You reported that.
I don't remember the numbers, though.
So Reuters is reporting the deal was worth approximately $85
million. Oh.
Oh, that seems modest.
I think we were expecting more.
More, yeah.
You know what? It might be because they only bought the brewing or that one brand, and if they have other brands, they'll spin those off into something else.
Maybe. Who knows?
They maybe didn't sell the other things they make.
Right.
But Sapporo, I don't like beer, but I love Sapporo.
I actually like Sapporo too, but I would never order one except when I'm eating sushi.
Right.
It's the only time I go, oh yeah, they have Sapporo. I like that. But I never think of it outside of a sushi restaurant.
Yep.
And it's good. Light. Nice.
The big can.
If I'm really thirsty, I get the big one.
Yeah.
Look at those cans.
You can finish that whole thing in one dinner?
Usually. Or good I'll share it with John. Usually I'll get a small one and he gets a big one. And then I will take a little bit of his big one. And between the two of us, we'll finish the two.
Well, he's clearly okay then.
Oh, you mean he's not like spitting mad over the fact that I just took some of his
drink? I would let you anywhere near my drink. Yeah. What are you doing? We have to break up.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, well, we could share, but you know we're going to get another one, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not even doing that. There's just no way. BuzzFeed asked people if they wash their hands before, after, or neither for a bunch of different activities that deserve some amount of cleanliness.
Okay.
So, do you wash your hands if you have to scratch yourself in the pant area?
I do not. Because usually that's an immediate thing that needs attention, and I just am going to go ahead and scratch that.
And you don't wash after either?
Well, I mean, how bad of an itch was it?
You went under the clothes.
Yeah, I mean, am I just trying to surreptitiously do that? I guess I'm not concerned with washing my hand afterward. I guess I should be, but I'm not.
What about having sex?
Oh, well, now that I'm a grown-up, I mean, I can't even remember the last time that I didn't shower right before that happened. Like, we're going to do it, and like part of the hotness is that we're going to go get clean so all the stuff can happen.
I'm in total agreement.
And then we go wash up. That is a before and after activity. I don't want any embarrassing anything. Let's just go ahead and...
Well, no, the beauty is that you can get fully clean, and then there's no breaks.
Then you get dirty.
Then you don't have to say, I can't, or you shouldn't, or not there. It's all clean.
It's all good.
Go anywhere you want. Public transportation. Do you wash your hands after you've been on... a bus, a plane, whatever.
I wouldn't say I'm compulsed to, but for sure I'm always, I will go use a, wash my hands because I just feel like when you're out in public and touching handrails and things
that's what I think.
Like
of
I start to get, it's not like, I'm not going to like freak out if I don't, but I want to. Mm-hmm.
After number wet one, 87% of people say after they number one, they wash their hands.
Yes.
Yes.
And a lot of people probably do it on the way in, too.
4% do it before, 87% do it after, and 12% do it neither time.
Who, man?
What's he doing?
He's, you know, like a little dog bowing his head like he got caught.
Cooking. Do you wash your hands before you cook?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I actually feel bad if sometimes you get the ingredients out and then you go, oh, don't, I have to wash my hands right now. Like, I can't believe I brought the ingredients out without washing my hands. I got to scrub them good.
Cleaning the toilet. Do you wash your hands after you've cleaned the toilet?
You know, I haven't cleaned a toilet in a long time, but I would say that for me, when I'm cleaning, I've got cleaning solution on my hands. I'm cleaning. I think I'm stopping specifically after that. And I think I would put gloves on, too. I don't know. Because I haven't done it.
Good for you.
Yeah. As soon as I could afford to pay someone to clean my toilet, I was paying them.
Right. No, good for you. That's the one thing that trips me out about having someone that cleans your house or even in hotels is I don't want you to do the bathroom and then make my bed if you haven't...
washed up.
Scrubbed up.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being picky and you're doing this work on my behalf, but I don't want, I'll make the bed. I got it. Please don't.
Oh, I don't, that You've has just never crossed
done the
my
toilet
mind.
And with those same hands, you're going to
Well, you don't
my
put your,
out.
I mean, you're using things to clean the toilet with, a scrubber it's brush, and I don't know. It feels like something that you can let someone just assume that they're clean.
Okay. Sure. And poop. The number one reason people will wash their hands is after they've number two.
You've gotta do
96%
that.
Realize you gotta
really?
Wash your
Only
hands.
96%,
yeah, there's
huh?
there's 3% that are like, no. Mm.
You wash after you poop, right, Human?
All the time. Cool. Every single right. one of those I could say yes to.
Yeah, you can. Whew. Good news.
Great news.
Our text number is 800-400-3697, everyone. Here's a couple.
Okay.
650 says, I cannot stand Cody. Best line, though.
Oh, big this brother.
This is why I'm single.
Yeah, is that what he brother. Says?
This is why I'm single.
Yep.
It's his quote. Because he fights guys?
Because he can't seem to, yeah. I think that he bums girls out with some of his behavior, and he can't seem to express what they need to hear. It's actually, it's a fascinating scene when you watch it later today to watch him try to give her what she wants to hear, and he simply cannot make her happy. Like, she's standing there, arms folded, giving him a chance to redeem himself, and he can't, and he even says, I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to make you happy, I'm trying to tell you what you need to hear here.
But he's being honest, and that's not always what someone wants to hear.
Yep. I can't wait to hear what you think about it.
It's such a weird thing to be honest with someone and have them look at you like, I've had this happen to me many times.
Right.
Where I'm totally honest.
Well, sometimes just admitting something that you're doing wrong isn't enough. You have to swear you're not going to do it anymore.
It's not that. It's just an opinion or a feeling about something or a way that you are where you say, this is how I feel about it, or this is who I am, or this is what I do. And I need you to know that. I'm not, there's probably not going to be a lot of bend there in this way or that way. And I've seen that feeling from people who look at you and just go,
not cutting it.
Punch you in the face.
I can't wait.
You're all. Sorry,
let me tell
man.
You from 10 feet away. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Yikes. I've also heard, what is that? And I know that it's not original. I don't know where it was found, this quote, but honesty without tact is cruelty. Honesty without tact is cruelty.
Mm. Interesting.
I've had that one thrown at me where
sure.
I'm like, I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, but you're not being tactful. You need to soften the blow.
So you know, you've heard that?
No,
is
I haven't.
Is that a saying? Is that?
I've never heard
I've
that
never
saying,
heard that
but
before.
It makes perfect sense but because it's true. Someone who's being brutally honest is also kind of being a dick.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, I don't need you to tell me that my ass looks fat in these jeans.
Oh, nothing like that.
I know.
Nothing like that.
I'm simplifying it down. For the conversation.
925, my friend and I drove down to Los Angeles to see Metallica at the Rose Bowl. Amazing!
Oh,
70,000 people losing their GD minds. And we ran into Dave Grohl.
Oh.
And that's the show. It went sort of, I don't know if it went viral, but they put a video out. When Metallica was in Pasadena, they did a Van Halen song, which is very famously where Van Halen is from.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a video of them doing a... A
what
little
song?
Bit. I think it's Running with the Devil.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're like, Pasadena. Right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Murder,
Running
death.
With the Devil it was.
And Stephen King. And more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.